This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones. Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Radio Show. Hi, I'm Rich James, your host for the show. Flick the tab on ice cold one, kick back, and enjoy the jams. Nice to Meet You is a track from Imagine Dragons' sixth album, Loom. Released June of 2024, that track's about the dating process, emphasizing the part where you just started dating the person, but you're expected to meet and like your date's friends and family. This song is a true story, and songwriter lead vocal Dan Reynolds got the girl's permission to write about it. When Reynolds played her the song, she was like, "What does that mean?" After which he thought maybe it was a bad idea to write the song, but they're cool now, and she laughs at it.
Your girlfriend. nice to meet you. Anyway, nice to meet you. Anyway, nice to meet you.
For hours, I was shutting up those doubters. Hey, yeah, she was jealous of our relationship. She hated that we were making it. She's smiling, but she faking it. Yeah, yeah. Praying that we make it through the weekend. Winners in December, we are sinking. Haven't read another novel leaking. Hey, yeah, yeah. Made another wall of something freaking. She's been throwing punches like a TK. I can take the door and be a
silver spaceships flying in the yellow haze of of the sun. There were children crying and colors flying all around the chosen ones. All in a dream, all in a dream, the loading had begun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home in the sun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home.
I've been lately thinking about my lifetime, all the things I've done and how it's been. And I can't help believing in my own mind, I know I'm gonna hate to see it end. I've seen a lot of sunshine, slept out in the rain, spent a night or two all on my own. I've known my lady's pleasures, had myself some friends, spent a time or two in my own home. And I have to say it now, it's been a good life all in all. It's really fine to have a chance to hang around and lie there by the fire and watch the evening tire while all my friends and my old lady sit and pass a pipe around and talk of poems and prayers and promises and things that we believe in. How sweet it is to love someone, how right it is to care, how long it's been since yesterday. What about tomorrow? And what about our dreams and all the memories we share? Days, they pass so quickly now, nights are seldom long. Time around me whispers when it's cold. Changes somehow frighten me, still I have to smile. It turns me on to think of growing old. For though my life's been good to me, there's still so much to do, so many things my mind has never known. I'd like to raise a family, I'd like to sail away and dance across the mountains on the moon. I have to say it now, it's been a good life all in all. It's really fine to have the chance to hang around and lie there by the fire and watch the evening tire while all my friends and my old lady sit and pass a pipe around and talk of poems and prayers and promises and things that we believe in. How sweet it is to love someone, how right it is to care, how long it's been since yesterday. What about tomorrow? What about our dreams and all the memories we share?
And that was, of course, John Denver with Poems, Prayers, and Promises. And before that, Angel, What in the World's Come Over Us? And still before that, Neil Young with After the Gold Rush. Famed R&B vocal group The Impressions appreciated the leadership and talents of their leader, Curtis Mayfield, who composed virtually all of the super hits, including Keep On Pushing. That song's about perseverance and finding strength to get through the tough times. The song was a keystone of the civil rights movement as African Americans fought for equality at a time when segregation was still accepted. Arguably, segregation is toned down slightly in the times we are in.
Keep on pushing. Keep on pushing. I've got to keep on pushing. I can't stop now. Move up
Now maybe someday I'll reach that higher goal.
Spot a beggar man with rags upon his feet. Took a penny from my pocket in his tin cup, I did drop it. And I heard him say as I made my retreat, "Hey, the bird of paradise, fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with his toes. May your wife be flagged with runners in her hose. My laundry man is really on his toes. Found the $100 bill among my clothes. When he called me, I came running. Gave him back his dime for phoning. And I heard him saying as I turned to go, way behind one day to catch a train. The taxi driver said, "We'll make it just the same." A street cop made it with us, and as he rolled out the ticket, I stood by politely waiting for my change.
hit you right now, baby. Didn't I do the best I could? Not didn't I? So don't you leave me standing.
That was the Fab Four, Four Tops that is, with Standing in the Shadows of Love. Yeah, before that, Jungle, and singing Just Fly, Don't Worry. And still before, Little Jimmy Dickens, 1965 vintage with Miss Bird Paradise, Fly Right Up Your Nose. So, Nobody But Me, it's a 1968 hit by the Human Beings, using the word no more than 100 times in a mere 2 minutes and 18 seconds of singing. So in addition, the word nobody is used 46 times. Well, let's look at that. Listen to that. Again, Human Beings with Nobody But Love. Runner-up for the second most uses of the word no in the lyrics is The Zombies, 1965 song, Tell Her No, 63 times in 2 minutes and 8 seconds. Tell Her No by The Zombies. No, 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 no.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charm, tell her no, no. Tell you I love you, whoa, whoa. And if she tempts you with a charm.
And, of course, that was the Zombies with Tell Her No. And they sang No 63 times in 2 minutes, 8 seconds while they were singing that. So neither of this song or the Nobody But Me, the one before that, none of those last two songs hold a candle to the frequency. I have to tell my new puppy, no, no, no. Anyway. Clearly, the majority of folks don't pay much attention to Bachman Turner Overdrive's a second most popular song, Taking Care of Business. The overall tone of the lyrics, and I'm quoting, ha-ha, you suck, we rule, quote-unquote, would result not in a top hit, top 20 hit, but a hail of mostly full beer bottles aimed squarely at Randy Bachman's head. And if you really listen to the lyrics, the ambiguity of the title is fascinating. While the song title implies an industrious, responsible person, a closer listen reveals that it's more of a slacker anthem. The singer's presumably unemployed, and he loves to work at nothing all day. Hey, real life.
Thank you. I must ask of you. Do you want to make love? Or do you just want to fool around? I guarantee it will bring you down if you try and fool yourself. Do you want to make love? Or do you just want to fool around? You can take it seriously, or take it somewhere else. Take all the freedom that a lover will allow. If you feel the feeling that I'm feeling now, well, love knows a fool knows that the hurt can go as deep. Don't make a promise that you cannot keep. Do you want to make love? Or do you just want to fool around? I guarantee it will bring you down if you try and fool yourself. Do you want to make love? Or do you just want to fool around? You can take it. Get close to me. You could do it so easily. Is it love that I see when I look in your eyes, or just another empty light? Do you want to make love, or do you just want to fool around? I guarantee it will bring you down if you try.
And that was Peter McCann with Do You Want to Make Love? And before that, Foreigner singing Head Games. And still before that, Lee Michaels with Do You Know What I Mean? And you tune in to Rock and Roll Radio Show with Richard James, your host, as we continue spinning the platters, turning the CDs, flipping the tapes, and bringing you some great music to listen to. Doug Brown was frontman for Detroit band The Omens, and he only recorded a few songs in 1964 when Brown met Bob Seger, inviting Seger to join The Omens. Well, with Seger in tow, the Omens cut one single, after which Seger started his own band, The Last Herd. Brown produced Bob Seger and Last Herd's regionally successful hit, East Side Story, released in 1966. Despite not making it to the national Billboard charts, it went to number 3 on the Detroit regional charts. I personally rate this song as my favorite by Seger.
Beneath the bare light bulb above, she gazed into the eyes of love. Bathed in the dirty neon light, she begged him, don't go out tonight. If we work out somehow, maybe we can find a way out, baby. And he laughed and said, I got to go. And she cried, no. His arms were warm and strong and young. I promise I won't hurt no one. Oh, baby, wait.
thousand years, tenement room echoed her tears. Then came the knock upon the door, two men she'd never seen before. Did you know Johnny Brown, miss? We hate to tell you this, but has he a relative you know?
Stand in sad conclusion. If that's what you feel, that's just how it will be. And I can't grow peaches on a cherry tree. When I see the peaches blossom, I'll regret I said goodbye. I'll remember cherry kisses and I'll cry. But I can't go on pretending that our love is never ending. For you can't be loved unless you want to be. And I can't grow peaches on a cherry tree.
In 1964, singer-actress Barbra Streisand starred in a Broadway musical, Funny Girl. From that musical, a super inspirational song, People, came to be. And ironically, Streisand not only sang this incredible song, but it became her signature song. It was released on the single B-side of that album, or the song, that is, and with I Am Woman as the A-side of the single, also part of the Funny Girl soundtrack. Great song by great lady.
People who need people are the luckiest people in the world, where children needing a person who needs people, people who need people, are the luckiest people in the world, with one person. One very special person, a feeling deep in your soul, says you are half now your whole. No more hunger and thirst, but first be a person who needs me.
just imagination. Relax, everything's the same back in my little town.
And that was Bonnie Raitt with Runaway, great song that was originally written and recorded by Del Shannon. Anyway, Bonnie Raitt's song was released in 1977, a little after Del Shannon. And before that, you were listening to Paul Simon, that is, with Still Crazy After All These Years. And still before that, Dick and Dee Dee with Thou Shalt Not Steal, one of the Ten Commandments. The late singer-songwriter Laura Nyro was a brilliant artist who made many other artists famous, or at least contributed to their success with the great music she had put together. Artists who scored with her compositions include Barbara Streisand, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and The Fifth Dimension, to mention just a few. Ms. Nyro duetted with the great Patti LaBelle on a super medley, Monkey Time, Dancing in the Street. Put on your dancing shoes.
I'm not like those you had before. Well, no, I'm not a toy just here for fun. I won't be tossed aside when done. I'm not the one, I'm not the one.
You what happened here as the New York sunset disappeared. I found an empty garden among the flagstones there. Who lived here? He must have been a gardener that cared a lot, who weeded out the tears and grew a good crop. Now it all looks strange. It's funny how one insect can damage so much grain. And what's it for, this little empty garden by the brownstone door, and in the cracks along the sidewalk, nothing grows no more. Ooh, lived here, he must have been a gardener that cared a lot, who weeded out the tears and grew a good crop. We are so amazed, we're crippled and we're dazed. A gardener like that one, no one can replace. And I've been knocking, but no one answers. And I've been he'd have said that roots grow stronger if only he could hear. Ooh, lived there, he must have been a gardener that cared a lot, who weeded out the tears and grew a good crop. Now we pray for rain, and with every drop that falls, we hear your name.
And that was great Elton John with Empty Garden. And before that, Jefferson Airplane with Somebody to Love. And still before that, Norah Jones with Just a Little Bit. And you tune in to Rock and Roll Radio Show with the Rich Change, your host, as we continue spinning platters, turning the CDs, flipping the tapes, and bringing you great music to listen to. And with a little tidbit of trivia in between some of that stuff. So there was a true symbiosis between Dick Clark and his American Bandstand and several bands. One of those bands, the Diamonds, scored late in 1957 with a song called The Stroll, kind of a dancey kind of thing. Early that year, this Canadian vocal group had its biggest success with Little Darlin'. That's almost a parody of the doo-wop falsetto style.
Novella, that my lover was just for you.
My darling, I need you to call my own and never do wrong. To hold in mind your little hand, I'll know too soon that all is so grand. Please hold my hand.
My head get up, oh, 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 I was wrong to try. That my lover was just for you.
Having said everything I ever wanted to say, should I still feel uncool or uptight?
Your heart could be.
should I still feel uncorrupted? Even my emotion unwind your neck. When I turn on the radio and it's our song, should I still feel uncorrupted? Even my emotion unwind tonight. Even my emotion unwind tonight.
when a native girl wiggled right into my dreams. She did a little dance. It seemed so popular. And I lost my heart in darkest Africa. She did a dance.
And you're listening to Elephant Walk, Native Girl. This is by Donald Jenkins and the Delighters back in 1963. Yeah, before that, the great Moody Blues with English Sunset. And still before that, Gordon Lightfoot with Emotion, one of his last albums. It was actually a solo album. Too Shy is a synthesizer-driven song that finds lead singer Chris Hamill, a.k.a. Limahl, trying to convince a girl to open up to him. It was Kajagoogoo's first single and a super hit in her native UK. In America, MTV launched in August 1981, and over the next few years, many British bands were interesting looks had some success in America simply because they had videos available for the station to play. In Europe, there were outlets for music videos before they became available in the States. So Kajagoogoo cashed in on that business app in the U.S., charting number 5 here in the U.S. of A.
Thank you. just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is.
Paperback novel, let's rewrite an ending that fits instead of all I want. Why weren't we able to see the signs that we missed and try to turn the tables? Now